The uncertainties of the stock market and consumer confidence have Washington reeling, each party's trying to figure out how to handle the economic situation and where to place the blame or the credit. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The House of Representatives this week takes up the federal budget with more tax cuts. What's going to happen there?
Well, on the budget, they're going to fudge it as much as possible so that it's been moving quickly through in the House and without a lot of examination of where actual cuts are coming in the budget. There's been some outcry that the president's plan would cut some child programs designed for children, but the White House says, no, it's just reallocating money. But the arguments have been over taxes, not the budget. And there, the Republicans in the House are bringing up a couple of motherhood-type issues. They're bringing up making the marriage penalty, that aberration in the tax code where two earners often end up paying more than one earner filing jointly, and increasing the child credit for each child in the family. They're not going to bring up the estate tax, which is highly controversial, and they're not going to bring up the current debate, which is whether to do a tax cut right away this year and send rebates home with everybody, something that both parties are talking about, but nobody's quite figured out how to do.
So the Republicans figure they won't get a lot of Democratic opposition to killing the marriage penalty and increasing the child credit.
Right. It's a very smart thing for them to do before they head home for a recess over Passover and Easter. But the Democrats are finding plenty of other things to make a lot of noise about. The main thing that they're doing now is accusing Bush of being an out-of-the-mainstream conservative. This is aimed directly at the battleground of the suburbs, where suburban voters have been splitting, voting Democratic on cultural issues, Republican on economic issues, and the Democrats think that they can scare those voters by saying Bush is going to ruin the environment, he's very conservative on abortion, he's very conservative on defense spending, that kind of thing. And these Democrats have been helped by a lot of conservative organizations who have been giving interviews to newspapers saying, this is the most conservative administration since Reagan. In fact, it's even better than Reagan. It's got more conservatives in it. And they're trying to show how powerful they are. But meanwhile, they're giving a good bit of fodder to the Democrats on those environmental questions. It'll be interesting to see what eventually does happen. The Bush administration is changing some of the Clinton rules, but insists it will come back with rules of its own on a variety of issues. And if that happens, they could easily mute the criticism.
Yeah, but then you have President Bush seeming to make conciliatory noises toward his old nemesis, John McCain, on the issue of campaign finance reform.
Well, that's true. And I think that part of that is that you are seeing polls showing that majority of Americans say they are for campaign finance reform to the degree that, that people understand exactly what it is. But this debate that's been going on in the Senate all last week and now all this week has been extremely interesting. Now, and the president said to House leaders at the White House, don't count on me for a veto. I'm not going to be your backstop here. Now, they say he also hasn't said that he won't veto the bill, but he hasn't said that he will. And his plan, which was this complicated paycheck protection plan, was defeated overwhelmingly in the Senate. So there is a question of what the president will accept. And there's a lot of suspicion, of course, that the Democrats are dying for him to veto it so that they can say, see, we're for campaign finance reform, but then not have to really abide by its prescriptions.
There'll be some kind of campaign finance reform, won't there?
I think that the Senate is likely to pass something this week. The big issues are how much greater the amounts of hard money, that's the regulated money, will be. And this question that is hard to explain, called severability. If one part of the bill is considered unconstitutional, is the whole bill thrown out? John McCain says severability is French for killing the bill.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.